All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. So in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And today is Monday, April 10th. Hope you had a great Easter weekend because on Friday, markets were closed in observance of Good Friday, but the March jobs came out. So we got to talk about this. And then also this week, CPI inflation data is due on Wednesday. And there's a few other key things happening. So got to talk about how will the markets react? And more importantly, how are we trading these markets? By the way, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Houghton. We're real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And yeah, Mark, nice three-day weekend. Easter egg hunt. Happy Easter. And now we are back in many parts of the world. Today is another holiday, but the markets are open here and moving.
They are. A little bit. Yeah, so markets closed on Friday with Good Friday holiday. And that's when we had the jobs report released, which is unusual because typically markets are open when the jobs report is released, but it wasn't a federal holiday. And so the BLS reported jobs, and we see average hourly earnings coming in line with expectations, non-farm employment a little bit higher than expected, and the unemployment rate ticking down a tick.
Yeah. And I mean, we talked about it this morning with our mastermind. I thought that this was a surprise after the data that we received last week, because at first the JOLTS jobs opening that was released last Tuesday was much lower than expected. The ADP non-farm employment change came in much lower than expected. The unemployment claims came in lower than expected. And so therefore, here being in line with expectations, I thought that this was a little bit surprise. I would have thought that here also we were lower than expectations, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, if you look at the theme of the week, absolutely. There was information and data just showing that the job market is slowing down, that things are changing there. Maybe that the Fed's, increase in rates is having the effect that they want. So I agree. This was, in my opinion, a little bit neutral, but not in line with what we saw earlier in the week. It still shows a decent jobs market, but nice to see things coming down from the prior week. And that tick in unemployment, that to me is really a non-factor. It's really average hourly earnings and non-farm numbers right now.
Yeah, exactly. So and this is where last week there was this this fear that maybe we are sliding into a recession, the jobs market is crumbling. But then with Friday's data, it seems that the U.S. economy is pretty resilient. And therefore, right now, this morning, traders are factoring a 70% probability that the Fed will raise rates again in May.
And this is in line with what the Fed's been saying as far as their target rate, what they believe they'll need to end up at, one more rate hike, and then things staying the same. As you mentioned, traders have been kind of back and forth, and now it's leaning more towards that quarter point.
Yeah, because if you go back and if you see of what happened last week, we see that last week, just a week ago, it was kind of 50-50, I want to say. We saw this, that traders weren't quite sure what the Fed is doing right now. They think that the Fed will raise interest rates, but we have more data coming out this week, and I think this will be the big one.
Absolutely. Because this week we have inflation data. So jobs are done with, and now we have CPI being released on Wednesday, followed by PPI data released on Thursday. I think Wednesday is going to be a big day for the markets.
Yeah, we also have the FOMC meeting minutes. And even though we know what the Fed decided to do at the last meeting, usually the Fed, the meeting minutes are giving us a little bit more insights of what the Fed was discussing, what the members were thinking. So this could move the markets as well. So this where with interest rates potentially going higher after the 50-50 chance, now 70% probability that they're moving higher, we see that markets are moving lower a little bit, even though they are recovering. Let's take a look at the E-mini NASDAQ, and we're looking at the futures markets, where we see that in overnight trading, we had this slide, an opening almost 1% lower than they closed on Friday.
And it accelerated into the open. So not only were we lower overnight, that sell-off continued in the morning session, but turned around about 20 minutes into the trading period there, finding some support and drifting higher now.
Yeah, but it's really drifting because there's no major news today. I believe that everybody is waiting on Wednesday. But then also, just looking at the week ahead, we have earnings kicking off this week. And this is where I do believe that the most notable ones here on Thursday is Delta. And then on Friday, we have the banks. And this is, I think, will be important to see. Okay, what do the banks think about? And we have JP Morgan reporting. We have Citi reporting, Wells Fargo, and our favorite, PNC.
Yeah, big day Friday. Earnings kickoff. And after we get through the inflation data this week, then we turn our attention towards earnings season and big banks starting it off this Friday. Looking forward to see what PNC has to say.
Yeah. So let's take a look at our positions and then also looking at potentially new positions. Let's start first with a CTRA. I mean, Coterra Energy, a fantastic morning. I mean, we were scratching 26. We moved as high as 25.94. That is a position that I'm still in. You got out of the position at the last push higher. I'm assigned at 26, my break even at 23.34. So this is where I saw an opportunity this morning to sell calls against my existing position and took it. So here we see go ahead.
No, I was going to say the call premium looked pretty good today. You were looking at the 26, right?
Yeah, I was looking at the 26 strike price, exactly the price that I've been assigned at, and I was able to get 35 cents, which is $35 per option. Now, I have 5,400 shares, so therefore I'm able to sell 54 options, giving me $1,890 in premium. So now we need to see of what's happening, because if by Friday afternoon, on Friday afternoon, CTRA is trading above 26, this means that I will get called away after being in this trade for quite a while. I think we have been in there since December, so it has been 4 months right now. So then I will also be out of this. If we stay below 26, I'll just keep the whole premium, which is another $1,900 here. And so let's see what happening. But I was happy to sell some calls here this morning.
So are you ready to let it go, or do you want to keep rolling it?
No, I'm ready to let this one go. I wanted to have the dividend because this was a little bit over $3,000 based on my position size. But now I'm ready to let it go. So this is where this morning I was kind of thinking, okay, should I sell the 26.50? But then I thought, no, I'm done with CTRA. So this time, if it closes above, I don't think I'm going to roll. Well, as of today.
Famous last words.
Stay tuned. Make sure that you subscribe, that you tune in, because this way you see exactly what I'm doing. All right, let's talk about Google. Google also last week, a phenomenal run on Thursday. On Thursday, up almost 4%, 3.8%. And I have an existing position where I got assigned at 108. And my break even here is at 103.04. And this is where when we march towards the 110, I had a choice of thinking whether I sell calls against my existing position at the assigned price. This is what I did this morning with CTRA. Or should I go higher? And the main difference here is if I go higher, and spoiler alert, I chose to sell the 110 call, this way I'm getting a little bit less premium, but potentially I can make a lot of money here on the stocks. So this would be $2,400 if Google closes above 110 last week. Next week. This week. Which week is it? this week. So we'll see. This morning, a little bit of pullback here. So there's some weakness in the tech sector. So Google down 2%. But I'm very happy with this position here.
And you timed that last week almost perfectly, Marcus, with that pop higher. I thought for sure you were going to go at the 108, but then it kept moving.
It just kept moving. And this is why I decided to go with the 110 for 80 cents. Now, I have 1,200 shares, so therefore I was able to sell 12 contracts, which gave me $960 in premium with potentially an additional $2,400 in stock gains if we're closing above the 110 for a total of $3,360. So I'll take this. So far, it could end up being a $5,000 week. We'll shall see.
Sounds good. I like it.
So AMD, got to talk about AMD. You have been, this is a position that you're in, and you have been selling calls against it. Over the last few weeks, bringing down your break even significantly. And this morning, AMD moving higher, up 1.8%.
Yeah, I'm liking this. We actually opened lower, so we started in the red, but getting through not only the open, but Thursday's close and rallying. So I'll take this, making a move higher. I'm going to look to sell calls somewhere probably between 102 and 104. Because I've been in this so long, I am okay being a little more aggressive selling calls. But I want to see how it moves, right? So if we get a real strong move, kind of like you saw with Google, real fast, strong move, then I definitely want to be at the 104, which is my cost basis. But if we kind of have this slow grind higher in this range just under 100, I don't mind selling calls a little bit lower because my break even is about 91 right now.
Yeah. All right. So this is looking good. And then PNC. PNC right now trading at the lower edge of this range here. And I don't think that there will be a significant move before Friday when PNC, before the open, reports earnings. Because this one, we'll hear more from banks of how they're doing right now and what they're thinking this year brings, how they want to position themselves for this year. So I do believe after this, we can see a strong move, hopefully, to the upside, but right now, nothing for us to do there.
Agreed.
All right.
Friday will be a big day and we'll learn more.
Yeah. All right. A little bit of sneak peek. By the way, if this is helpful that we are walking through our positions, and we can take a look at a few new positions that you could consider here in a moment. But if you're enjoying this, click on like. And if you're new to the channel, consider subscribing. This way you get notified whenever we go live. And again, we appreciate all of your likes. Now, one thing that I want to do really quick is want to give you a sneak peek of the newest version of PowerX Optimizer that we are planning to release next week that will include a heat map. Because we've been working this with our mastermind members already, because it's kind of cool. This way, you see at a glance, you might have seen these heat maps. I mean, we're not the only ones that came up with the heat map. I mean, there's many other websites that have the heat map. But I think it's pretty cool to see, okay, how are different sectors doing today? And we see that industrials, for example, with Honeywell, GE, 3M, they're doing good today. And we see that tech is actually right now lower. I mean, Tesla was down as much as 4% this morning. See that Microsoft is down, Oracle is down, Adobe is down. And I think this is a great visual representation.
I like it. And building it into the software, there's a lot that we could do. And eventually, even, you know, clicking on a symbol and then being able to analyze it immediately. So definitely kicking up this idea, taking it up a notch, because it's nice. It's nice to see the visual, but also, Marcus, the way that we've been using it is if you see something pop up on the scanner that is decent but not perfect, then you could see if there's anything in a correlated sector that actually looks better.
Right, exactly. So one of the things that popped up this morning, for example, was COF Capital One Financing Group, where I don't think it's a bad trade, but just looking at the chart, it has been sliding down. But now this is where we can see, okay, let's just go to the heat map. If we have, let me zoom out here, Capital One Finance right here. Okay, that's in the same group, in the same sector here as MasterCard, Visa, AXP, PayPal, DFS, Discover Financial Services, so we can start looking at other stocks and see if they have, for example, like DFS, a much better looking chart. And DFS, I must say, I like this chart much better here. So sure, there's no options found there, but this is one of the ways how we are envisioning using this heat map, just to find some related stocks. If something pops up on the scanner where you say, okay, kind of like COF, not great, but let's see if there's anything else in the sector that we could trade, because this is what we have been finding, quite a few trades.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah. All right. So one of the trades that we looked at this morning with our mastermind members is Williams-Sonoma. I mean, it's a trade that we decided to skip, but I think it's a decent trade, right? I mean, it has support at 112. It has a dividend yield of 3%, 3.08%, a low P ratio of 7.17. And we can even take a look at the fundamentals. But overall, Mark, what do you think? This looks pretty decent, doesn't it?
I agree. I think this is a solid maybe. I know that you traded it a couple of weeks ago. We've had some Mastermind members trade it multiple times over the last few weeks, and it's worked out excellent. I think it's a decent maybe. I believe we might see some more volatility either on Wednesday or Thursday with the inflation data being released. Of course, if we just rally, then getting into new positions might be difficult, but I think we could get some back and forth as we head into earnings season. And so rather than taking a trade today where markets are slightly lower and we're kind of waiting to get some data, I decided to pass on it. But I think it's a good maybe.
Yeah. And we see that also right now, markets are kind of turning around, seem to push higher, still negative for the day. The Dow just turned positive, now up 7 points for the Dow that is trading at 33,500. That's nothing. So this is why we see the change is just 0.03%. But it seems that right now, the original, I don't want to say panic, but opening lower by a percent and now pushing back, seems that traders are hopeful going into the week and hoping for good inflation data.
Looks like it. Okay. Sorry, you cut out for a minute there, but I think I got the gist.
Okay. Might be me.
I think it was on my end.
Yeah, anyhow, so super interesting markets, and there's definitely, as you said, Mark, there will be some volatility this week. So make sure that you tune in, check out these videos that show you exactly how we trade these markets. If you're new to the channel, hit subscribe, hit the like button, and then we'll see you again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.